Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's roll. Let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenci, and I'm on the grid. So is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. You might think that there's not a lot of stuff going on, but you're wrong. All right, there's a ton of MLS soccer games. So get your cleats on, everybody. Get your shorts, get your cleats ready. It's time for Cam's Corner Kicks.
Corner.
And yeah, this is just great. I got to be honest. I think I'm down about $268 bucks. Action. Thanks, Harpy. Yeah. Plus, I'm like, yeah, I'll take the Germans. I'll take the Germans. Win or draw, they lose 5-0. Manchester United just won 5-0. Guys, some weird results from the Champs League this afternoon. We'll get you caught up to date. But I'll tell you what, Cam. Am I crazy or what? Did we not check the MLS schedule last week? And I know, because I remember guys were sending us tweets saying, yeah, I checked MLS. There's no MLS. I think the MLS were actually smart. I think these guys have a flexible schedule and they moved everything to tonight.
Well, there's no one there.
They weren't playing tonight. They were playing tomorrow night. Now everyone's playing tonight. I don't know. Maybe it's in my head, Cam, but I could have swore we looked last week and we're like, yeah, there's not even MLS next Wednesday. No, man, there's like 12 MLS games tonight. Everybody's playing in the MLS almost.
Oh, you're telling me. It's Soccer Wednesday, man. We started off with the Champions League and then we're just rolling right on into the MLS. I will say this. I didn't enjoy Cam's Corner Kicks last night. Let's take the over in that Seattle game. 2-0. That's fun. Hey, Nashville, Montreal. What was it, 12 in a row? We joined, 1-0 final, thanks. Anyway, one good thing, it's funny you mentioned you're on Leipzig. I actually took Manchester United today, but hey, can't win at all. You're a stooge when you take Bruges. Bruges got the 1-1 draw. This stooge took Bruges.
Well, Lazio had like 12 guys with
COVID. Yeah, narrative's my butt. Yeah, this is what we talk about. Pete sends his thing. Hey, Lazio's got a bunch of junior kids coming up in the pro. Well, they seem to be doing pretty good to me. They scored the first goal, and then Pete. Bruce scored on a penalty.
I blame Pete, regular listener and viewer. Pete, if you never sent that tweet, you never would have known. I never probably would have even known
good point.
Lazio without all these guys. I get it. No, it's all right. I took Bruges. Yeah, the Stooges.
Yeah, Bruges.
I took Bruges. Parlayed with Borussia Dortmund. They sucked. They suck. Now listen, it wasn't all losses. I hit a clean slate game with Chelsea.
I tell you what, guys,
Chelsea do not give up goals.
Like there's
it's crazy right now. It's like 7 games in a row. They've given up like 3 goals or something. Like they don't give up goals. You can't score on these guys. And you had a crap team today. I should have hammered that, man. I knew it. I was like, these guys aren't going to score on Chelsea, and they did it. So we hit that. We lose a corner kick, Cam's corner kicks. I fall short, Cam. I hit over 7.5 in the Manchester United game. Seven. It is what it is. But, hey, at least the Los Angeles Dodgers won last night. Although, And, you know, listen, I love the Dodgers as much as anybody. All right. I'm a big Dodger fan, hardcore Dodger fan. But bad look, guys. Bad, bad look. It's taken away from the win. Nobody's even talking about the win. It's all just about coronavirus. It's all just about Justin Turner, about when did you guys know? And it's a disaster. Major League Baseball is a joke. Rob Manfred is a disgrace. And I say this as a Dodger fan. When they say, Cam, well, we just couldn't stop them. Oh, yeah, we all knew, but we just couldn't stop. Justin, he's a competitor. All right, shout out to our radio affiliates. I am Dave Lorenzi. We're kicking it with Cam Stewart, as always. LouGamblew.com is going to step up and in. We're going to talk some UFC and some NFL with Lou. Of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers are your World Series champions. But the story isn't about how Clayton Kershaw finally wins a title. The story isn't about how Mookie Betts goes to the Dodgers and wins a World Series within his first year with the Dodgers. You know, the story isn't about Dave Roberts, much criticized, but finally gets that ring. The story isn't about the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball story. The story is about the jackass Justin Turner, who makes it about himself, who gets coronavirus, gets taken out of the baseball game in very shady circumstances. Listen, Cam, I can't be a hypocrite here and sit on this program and be outraged by the Tennessee Titans actions and pretend that nothing happened with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Bro, they sent out a dude with coronavirus.
I know, like they did.
Like, they played, they knew, they didn't tell anyone. Then they act like they're heroic at the end of the game. Oh, yeah, we took him out because his test came back. Dude, his test came back, like, the day before. You knew. Like, it turns out there's all kinds of new stories coming out that, he had it, like, for 2 days or something. And, and the quote is, well, everyone's like, well, why did he play? Well, we just couldn't stop him. That's Justin. Like, they act like, he was on a broken leg, and they told him, you can't play. No, I'm playing, guys. I'm tough. So shoot me up with some cortisone. I'm going out there. Oh, that's Justin. He's a competitor. He had coronavirus, Cam. And like I said, if I'm going to be outraged about the Tennessee Titans' actions, if I'm the Rays, I'm like, dude, he wasn't eligible to play. Number one, he wasn't eligible to play. Number two, if I get coronavirus now and I lose the World Series to you guys, I hate you more than the Houston Astros.
Yeah, here's the deal, Gabe. Know what's going to happen? Why baseball's free? Lawsuits. You can call your lawyer, Carl Miles, because there's going to be people lining up. Hey.
Carl Miles, I love Carl, but this is over his pay grade.
Yeah, it is. It's no Canisius lawyer's going to solve this problem. This is the big leagues.
We got to go to Harvard. We got to go Ivy League for this one, Cam.
Yeah, what an unbelievable
boy. Imagine that, Carl. I think we've got a class action suit. Keep talking.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with a Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, LouGamblew.com. We'll step up and join us a little bit later on. But We'll get into the MLS soccer. That's what we've got tonight. We're going to talk football, college football, NFL football, UFC. Anderson Silva's retirement fight is this Saturday, and I do believe him. A lot of times when fighters talk about retiring, you know, it's just lip service. But Anderson Silva should have retired like 2-3 years ago, to be honest.
Exactly. I agree.
And even he knows it now. And even he's like, no, this is it. I just want one last time in the octagon. He's going to hang his gloves down. It's going to be an emotional moment. Not as emotional as the Khabib was when he put his gloves down, man. I didn't see that coming. That was some deep stuff. And, Cam, that's like a samurai fighter, Japanese warrior laying his sword down.
Sword down.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I fight no more. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yep. Puts his sword down. Khabib takes the gloves off, puts them on the mat, man. Man, that was some deep stuff. Put that means I'm done. I fight no more. Like, that's like some guy like Conor, oh, I retire. Oh, I come back. Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm drunk on Twitter. Oh, rah, rah. Khabib doesn't drink, bro. Khabib doesn't, like, the guy is like, this guy is 100% real. So, you know, maybe Khabib comes back in a couple of years or a year and he feels better. You know, he gets over his father's passing. But Anderson Silva's older. It's a little bit different. So we'll break it down. But a lot of talk about the baseball, Cabin. So you have the Justin Turner stuff. And, you know, for the love of God, guys, I don't understand, like, what kind of a joke is this in which baseball and the Dodgers are both now saying, we just couldn't stop them. Like, I don't, like, it's beyond it. So, well, Cam, like, let's you and I go to the bank right now and just walk into the vault. Are they going to say, we just couldn't stop them?
Exactly. You know, that would be great. Like, take Justin, whatever you want, guys. Run the
league. Like, I exactly. Ever heard of how, like, balls commissioner and said, no, you're not playing. But imagine this, Cam. And I'm a Dodger fan, but all this, and it's going to go away because people have short attention spans. But, and the good thing about this is it didn't affect the game. There's not a controversy about the Dodgers cheating, really. You know what I mean? Dodgers won fair and square on the field. But let's be real. They knew he had coronavirus, number one. They didn't tell the truth. Number two, you think Justin Turner's the only guy on that team with coronavirus, Cam?
I don't think so.
Is it possible that this guy's at a clubhouse and they've been hanging out together, hugging each other, high-fiving each other for the last month and a half? Like, you know, come on. So only Justin Turner has it, right? And what did baseball knew? So what I don't understand is it would have hurt the Dodgers to say, all right, listen, Turner's out tonight. But we're playing the game. Turner's out fine. But did they really look the other way for Justin Turner? Which leads me to believe that they looked the other way for a lot of guys. And we just found out about Justin Turner. And so if Justin Turner has coronavirus and the Dodgers only let it out like when they figured they were going to win, essentially, right? They were like, all right, we're leading now. Let's tell people he's got coronavirus. We'll pull him now. But imagine, Cam, he's got coronavirus now, and I guarantee you other guys on the team have it. What if there was game 7 tonight, and Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts, Justin Turner, and Corey Seager and Walker Buehler all have coronavirus?
You got to play game
7 tonight, and you're starting Floro, right?
Yeah.
Did baseball want that, or did they just say, you know what, guys? There's 2 days left in the season. Whatever happens, happens. We're getting out of here. We're not shutting anything down.
Well, that's what they did.
I don't trust Rob Manfred either, Ken.
No.
I don't know. And I love the Dodgers, but the Dodgers lied. Turner's full of it. Turner has no regard for anybody's safety.
No.
He goes, oh, I feel well. It's not about you feeling well, jackass. He's making out with his wife on the field. Like, these guys, like, it's beyond moron. It's an embarrassment, Cam. It's an embarrassment, bro.
I love it, too.
I think baseball covered up and is hiding things.
They did, because think about this. So if Justin Turner's the guy with COVID, right, and you tell me it happens a couple days before, you don't think there's anybody else? But Major League Baseball cannot come out with a story and say, we are postponing the World Series for the Dodgers to get better so they could play Tampa Bay. Do you think they're going to forfeit the series to Tampa Bay? Of course not. So what is column C? Column C is shut up, play the game, we'll get through it, we'll worry about the punishment and stuff later. That's what, you know what happened. I know it. You know it. Everybody knows it. But I will say this too, Gabe. If they knew before, Justin Turner, sure, not in that game, but man, remember, he was 29-1 to be the MVP. He did some serious damage in this series. It's not like he was some slug that came out there and did nothing. He was one of the better players in the series. Bottom line is this: you can't say Tampa Bay was going to win. You can't, Dodgers win. I get it. But what he did was stupid, selfish, and immoral. And I will say this about Major League Baseball: I agree with you, and I think we both know. They know. They just needed it to end. And I think this is where the lawsuits start. This story's just beginning.
Now, the other big story of the game, and I often find that the narrative of the media and the common fan is overrated. There's always going to be plays behind the scenes and that people don't talk about that were actually key, you know, turning points in sporting events, right?
Yeah.
But last night, Kevin Cash, obviously, whatever a manager is going to do in that spot, he's going to be second-guessed, no matter what, especially in today's day and age. Yet, it was too quick, Cam, and you and I talk about it all the time. These managers,
we said it.
The micromanagers, as smart as you are, dude, and you're a blackjack player, Cam, you sit at a blackjack table for 18 straight hours, and you play 742 hands. You might be great for 738 of them. Your mind will start playing tricks on you. You'll start second-guessing, overthinking, overcompensating. It's just like gambling. You start chasing, and you're going to make mistakes. And he made previous mistakes with Snell before. And you figure last night at some point, Cam, Cash would just go with his gut. And not analytics, and just say, we've got a great bullpen. It'll be there when Snell is done. He's not done yet. He's at 73 pitches. I'm telling you right now, if Blake Snell stays in that baseball game, right now you and I are previewing game 7.
I know we are. And Justin Turner, if this story broke, he's not playing. And then all of a sudden, the Rays have a very good chance to win the World Series. But I will say this. I agree 100%.
He never would have let on if they didn't think.
Right. He just would have kept on playing. Say, hey, I've had it for 4. I had coronavirus all week, man. Let's party.
I will say.
But listen, I told you. You know what the funny thing is? Metal Matt should cue up the tape. When we were ripping Gonsolin and having some fun last night, I told you this. I go, when the Rays are, they're going to play well, and who's going to screw this up? Kevin Cash. He's going to take, if Snell's pitching a gem, he's going to take him out exactly. It went according to exactly what we said, and that's the problem that I have with the computer, Gabe. We talk about it. Computers give you fixed results. This is the percentile. This is what's going to happen. But it taking away the human element is stupid. That's the thing. I just don't get Kevin Cash. Like, we've done it this way the whole time. It's the World Series, dude. The Dodgers said we were off balance. We can't hit this guy. We can't figure Snell out. And then you're going to throw in, not just that, that reliever they threw in is brutal. He was Anderson, struggling the whole time. Like, I don't get it, man. But, hey, congratulations to the Dodgers. And Kevin Cash just relied on the machine. You said it. Should have relied on the gut, buddy. Should have relied on the gut in his mind. But bad move, bro. Bad move.
Brutal. Yeah, the Dodgers were swinging in air with Snell. There was, you know, Barnes had a bloop single. It wasn't even hit hard. That's the crazy thing, too. It wasn't like, all right, listen, dude, they're starting to smoke the ball. They're not. It was a little bloop single. Cash, like, panics, goes out there, and it rattles the team as well. You're just putting pressure. You're putting pressure on the bullpen, like unnecessary pressure too early.
Correct.
Too early in the game. But ultimately, the Dodgers were the better team, and they just bludgeoned them. And, guys, you know, we really couldn't have nailed this any better. If you want to talk about rolling the tape, I told you guys, Dodgers in 6 plus 380. Dodgers, we were on the Dodgers and all those parlays last night. Even the Dodgers run line cashed last night. But we remember, Cam, and the prop that we talked about, and even though you like the Rays in a series, you were like, oh, God, this is free money, this prop. Dodgers more home runs than the Rays minus 2.5. Dodgers set a World Series record for most home runs in a World Series.
Exactly.
They crushed that, bro. That was free money. More home runs than Dodgers in a World Series.
Exactly. That's all they do. And I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. Look at this Snell thing further. His relationship with Cash, it's toast. You could still respect him, but not anymore. Moving forward, look what you did to me, man. No.
He
wants out, guaranteed.
He won't be a Ray moving forward. Lou will join us next.
Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gable Brent, so we're kicking it with a Ranger Redhead. Cam Stewart, we've got a full slate of MLS action tonight. That's what we've got on the board tonight. We were talking about the World Series and the chaos and the controversy surrounding Justin Turner and the coronavirus. Coronavirus taking center stage right now in the sports world. Wisconsin shutting things down. Isn't that convenient because you lost your quarterbacks? Now suddenly Barry Alvarez is concerned about the safety of the spread. Yeah, yeah, you're concerned because your quarterbacks are
out. Right? Yeah, they were going to start a running back this week or a fourth stringer. Good timing, guys.
If there was a bunch of backup safeties with coronavirus, you wouldn't care about the safety of the rest of the team. Let's just be real. And the Super Bowl, 20% capacity only for the Super Bowl. I got some thoughts that we're going to share about that a little bit later on, but let's bring in Lou Gamblu.com right now, who's ready for some football, and he's ready to send off one of the greatest fighters of all time. And I'm not talking about Khabib, because Khabib is the greatest fighter of all time. But Anderson Silva, I was talking earlier, Lou, about Anderson Silva, his retirement fight, and this is real for Anderson. This is, you know, I don't know, maybe in 6 years or something, he'll fight in some stupid thing down the road, but this is his last sort of, this is the last goodbye for Anderson Silva. Great, great fighter. I mean, people have short attention spans nowadays, Lou, but for longtime MMA fans, let's remember, man, Anderson Silva was the king. He was the king of the cage, man, for a while, and people considered him the greatest fighter of all time for a long time.
And for a long time he was. And he then followed up his greatness by doing what every single fighter through history except for two guys have done, and that is continue to fight too long. Listen to this stat on Anderson Silva, and I picked this up on Twitter from MMA Numbers, and I cite him because I don't want to think that you people, I don't want people thinking that I came up with this. Listen, Silva absorbed more significant strikes than he had landed in 9 of his 24 UFC fights. 7 of the 9 of those fights have been in his last 8 bouts.
Wow.
So what the story tells is absolutely what Gabe and I remember and what most purists remember about Anderson Silva. Fluid, water-like movements, deft defense, unbelievable striking precision, kicks. He had it all, but he fought too long. And now he's fighting at 45 years old under that kind of a statistic against a guy that's 9 years younger and a striker. To me, the other thing that clouds this bout is the fact that recently Anderson got caught dipping his toe into Mother's Little Helper, meaning PEDs. And so I pose this question to everybody.
Lou.
Nice. What's to prevent Anderson Silva from dipping his toe into PEDs before this, his final fight? And I want to also, I want to make one last clarification. This is final fight in the UFC. Anderson Silva hasn't learned any lessons. He's you watch. Bellator is going to do some oldies but goodies or legends kind of thing. And him and Bellator are going to be good. I'm telling you, he hasn't. Right. And I'm not here to disparage Anderson Silva, but why don't great fighters understand? Here's the case in point. We just watched Khabib do it. He's going to cement his legacy. And here's the guy that could do it right on his toes, Stipe Miocic. But no, after winning a trilogy against DC, Stipe won't take off the gloves and walk away, thus solidifying himself as the heavyweight goat in the mixed martial arts realm. No, can't do that. He's got to come back and fight Ngannou in February. Are you effing crazy, Stipe?
Yeah, great points. Great conversation, Lou. Mm-hmm. You know what? Stipe needs the money. Not needs, wants. Hasn't racked up money, you know, and figures, you know what? And figures I can still beat anybody. I get where you're going about riding off into the sunset and leaving people wanting more. It's like, right, a good comedian, you know, always wanting more. A band, always want them leaving more. A song, there's a reason every pop song on the radio, guys, is 3 minutes and 23 seconds, all right? It's not 6 minutes. You can say, man, that's catchy, make it longer. No, leave them wanting more. So they want to hear it again. They want to hear your next song. So it's not too long. And you're right, look at a guy like GSP. GSP's happily retired, and people still want to see him fight. Oh, please come back, yep. GSP. I'm done. I'm out, right? And you're right, Lou. It hurts me, too. I don't care, you know what I mean? And no disrespect to, like, you know, a Chris Lieben, or no disrespect to a Cowboy Cerrone. Guys are going to hang around and keep on fighting. It's what they do. But I hate watching the great ones, Lou. Like, dude, I remember Roy Jones Jr., to me, one of the greatest boxers of all time, man. He literally used to put one hand behind his back and put his face in front of you. Go, come on. And it wasn't taunting, but he'd literally, like, fight people with one hand behind the back sometimes. He was that good. Now, man, he'll fight at a strip club in Poland for $50 if you offer a money, Lou. And it's like, come on, Roy, man. Like, you're one of the great ones, and people aren't going to remember you as a great one because all we remember now is you getting punched in the face and fighting scrubs for, like, money right now. I hate that, Lou. You're right. To me, Anderson Silva was never the same after he broke his leg, bro. And you know what? When he taunted, when he got stupid and acted like a clown against Weidman, and he got popped, and then he broke his leg after, and he was never the same after. And like you said, Lou, seems like a bad matchup. Great stats that you bring up as far as him getting hit so much. So he's not only losing, he's causing damage to himself. You're getting beat up. And I tell you what, Uriah Hall, this guy's got some power, Lou. Anderson can get hurt in this fight.
You guys think 230 is a short price? Like, that's another thing. You're talking like, Anderson's we're talking like trouble. The L word. Yeah, like the L word. Nothing is a lock, and every lock has a key. But a favorite just over 2-1 seems pretty good value. Would you not say there, Lou, for us parlay playing pundits?
Yes. For most of the pundits out there, Cam, what I would say is what scares me about that cat is two things. Yep. The 27-foot octagon, the 25-foot octagon, which is going to make it easier for strikers to engage. And then the second part of it really is the fact that, listen, Anderson, he can't move. So, you got an over-under of 4.5. Somewhere, someone is thinking that Anderson's going to be able to maintain distance and be cute in this fight. I just don't know that I don't know how to correlate that. I can't see it. I can see Hall engaging and Silva not being able to get out of the way is what I see. And I don't want any part of the fight because of the unknowns. Listen, what happens if it does go to decision? You think Hall's going to get any kind of a fair shot?
Yeah. No.
Good point.
Out there in the Middle East, although it's the same judges. Sal D'Amato goes everywhere, right? This guy, he's going to be everywhere no matter what. I like Hall here, and I'm a big Silva fan, and I've even thought of Hall as an underachiever through his career, but starting to put it together a little bit now. He's won 3 of his last 4 fights. It's just a good matchup for him. as Lou eloquently stated, the smaller cage guys is a problem for Silva, number one. He's done. There's a million problems. But the thing is, Anderson Silva in his heyday, guys, his whole thing was his angles and his speed. He'd come at weird angles. You would never be able to hit him because he was like on a merry-go-round. He would just do this weird cycle thing, and he'd constantly be moving his feet, and you would never be able to square up. And he was so fast, and then bam, he'd kick you in the head. And then you're in the head, and then he'd jump on you, and you're all in a pretzel or whatever. And he doesn't have that now. He can't do the angles. The guy's got one leg. He's 45 years old. There's no room for him to dance around and move. And he got a younger dude that can knock his head off. He's in a lot of trouble. But like you said, the judges gave him a win another time when he didn't freaking deserve it already. So we've seen this. We've seen this pattern before. But I like Uriah Hall here. And there's no way in hell, guys. 4.5 rounds, to put it in context, gentlemen, for people tuning in, that's 22.5 minutes. It's not like, 4.5 rounds. Yeah, that's 22.5 minutes. This guy's not lasting 22.5 minutes in this 25-foot cage, Lou, with Uriah Hall.
Well, I mean, he lasted 15 minutes with Adesanya, and so people will point to the fact that he's recently experienced a lot of decisions and think that that's going to equate to a five-rounder. I don't know how it does. But I'm interested in seeing the fight, but there's no way. This is a short betting card, in my opinion, to begin with, and the main event is unbettable, in my opinion.
It's a violent card, though. There's a lot of mean dudes on this card. Speaking of a mean dude, Bryce Mitchell. This guy's a psychopath. He trains in the—like, this guy, he doesn't care about gyms, and he doesn't care about anything, Cam. This guy literally, like, he chases rabbits and stuff in the woods
of Arkansas.
Yeah, I like
that. Old school, like Rambo.
His personal views are a little out there. Like, thinks like you would expect a guy that lives in the woods in Arkansas to think. But he's a badass, Lou. I find this an interesting matchup of Andre Feely, who's sort of a polished, you know what I mean, the hype guy, the gym, and all that, against the guy coming from the woods. To me, Mitchell, he's just a fighter. There's so many athletes nowadays, Lou. They're athletes now. Mitchell, to me, is still the old school. He's a fighter. He's not an athlete, if you know what I mean. He's a fighter.
Yeah, I'm going to agree that he is a fighter, but he's very one-dimensional fighter in that he has one way to win, and that's to submit a guy. And then on top of that, he's a 26-year-old fighter that has four fights in the UFC, and those four fights were against Tyler Diamond, Bobby Moffitt.
We're coming up.
We'll continue on the other side.
Yes, we will. Yes, sir. Game time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Lou from Gamblu.com joining us right now. And in fact, Lou, I'll send you the commercial. I'll send it to you, Cam. I don't know if you guys heard it. I was listening to the network last night or this morning. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was in the over to this morning with Scott Wetzel. And commercial came on, very dramatic. Sounded like a Super Bowl ad, like da 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 da, like very like classical, like dramatic music. Game Time Decisions with Gabriel Morenci and Cam Stewart. Very great ad. And then, Lou, it said, join top experts from the industry, like Teddy Covers, Gamblu. It sounded like awesome. A movie. You sounded like Darth Vader, Gamblu. The way they said you.
Hey, I love it.
Yeah. Donnie Wrightside made the cut, too.
Nice.
I also like those, usually on Thursday or Friday, you put out a little clip that the last couple of weeks that has had my synopsis of the fights, and they've been really professionally done and well-produced. I think they're great.
Yeah, good stuff. We always, everything, all this stuff ends up on YouTube after the fact. All right, Lou. So let's blast through these fights because time flies by. So Mitchell and Feely, as you stated, Mitchell is very one-dimensional. He's a tough kid. He's a psychopath and all that type of stuff. But he doesn't have a striking game. And he doesn't have a lot of experience. And we've seen him be overwhelmed. We saw him get overwhelmed, you know, by strikers. So what about Andre Feely here at plus 124? Do you like him as a dog here?
I do. I think it shows a lot of him to take this fight against this kid, and I think he's smart because he knows right now he's more well-rounded. He has way better experience. He comes from a gym that gives him all kinds of wrestling. And what's kryptonite to the BJJ practitioner is a good wrestler. Listen, Feely, he's going to keep this thing on the feet and strike him at distance, teach him a lesson, get his win and go, because after this loss, if Bryce Mitchell does in fact lose, I think it's going to be hard to beat him. But I think he's just catching him at a perfect time. This is a good spot for Feely, plus 135 either side of.
Kevin Holland is a minus 152 favorite right now against Muradov. Any opinion on this fight, Lou?
Very little. I don't know enough about Muradov. Obviously, Holland's a worthy favorite.
Here's a guy that everybody knows, Cam.
Yep.
Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy. Big favorite.
55.
Oh, jeez.
Right now.
A lot of juice.
That's a lot. Yeah, listen, Hardy trains at ATT. He gets all kinds of heavyweights to train with. He's explosive. He's an NFL all-pro moving to fighting, and he's putting his time in. Meanwhile, the other kid, Green, moved his whole family to Albuquerque, been working out down at Jackson Wink, doing everything he can. When these two guys get in the ring, you're going to have two fighters. One's going to know he's going to win, and one's going to hope he's going to win. Hardy's a legit fave.
All right, so Hardy, a legitimate favorite. And, of course, Lou likes the underdogs. I'm surprised. Yeah, not even a tingle, not even a small look coming off. You're not impressed that he beat Gian Vellante? And you know, I'm going to have to store this. I'm going to have to store this, actually, for Friday, because Joey always busts my balls. Years ago, I told Joey that Stefan Struve was going to be, like, a top contender. I said, you'll see, one day this kid will fight for a title, all right? Said this about 10 years ago. He never lets me live it down. He brings it up all the time. Except I never let Joey live it down, the fact that Joey once told me that Gian Vellante was a stone-cold utter lock when I was living in Vegas. I literally put, like, $3,000 on him. UFC. Dude, I had to go to, like, five casinos in Vegas, dude. It'll take two wins like that. You know what I mean in those days?
Right, of course.
$1,000 on Gian Vellante. They're like, who? What?
Yeah.
They're like, no. $250. I'm like, all right. I go down to the Hilton. Yeah. All right, can I get to, like, yeah, 500 max prelims? I literally went to like four or five places. I was on the phone with him. But, you know, and all kidding aside, because, you know, Vellante, of course, in the old days, trains with Weidman and all. And like, Joey's a New York guy. I'm telling you, Vellante's a badass. So it's almost fitting. Like, me and Joey need to settle the score. Struve needs to fight Vellante one day. So, but hey, how about my boy Struve with a big win last week?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I gotta say this, guys. Wasn't that the fight where Green Vellante was actually kicking the crap out of him? And he got submitted right at the end. Remember? Was that the fight there, Lou? Green versus Vellante. Yeah, because I remember he was like crying at the end, right? He's like, "Oh my god, I can't believe I won."
Vellante just completely run out of gas. What happened? At his new weight at 255 or something.
Well,
after fighting light heavyweight,
his new body. He makes camp.
He's on the.
Yeah, that's right.
He's on the Gamblu pre-fight meal plan.
Yeah.
Weidman made Roy Nelson look svelte. Okay, so Bobby Green, once again, minus 325 against Thiago Moises. All right, so what are you looking at here, Lou? You said it's sort of a light card for you, nothing sticking out. What does catch your eye?
I'm going to bet Feely. I'm waiting. Listen, Bobby Green's won three in a row. He's looked great. Everybody's convinced he's serious. Bobby Green is the most uneven, inconsistent fighter of all time, and now he's got everybody believing. This is about the time when he slips on a banana peel. And in this particular case, the banana peel could be 25-year-old Moises, who's strictly a one-dimensional submission artist. If Bobby Green keeps this standing, it's his fight. However, if Moises can somehow lock onto a leg, an arm, a neck, an ear, something, I think he can submit him. And Bobby Green at minus almost 300, that is wrong. He should never be a favorite over anybody like that, especially a kid that's 25 years old, much younger. I'm probably going to give the look to Moises, but no need to do anything now. Let's let those parlay play in Putes in this case. Run that price up and see if we can get Moises even a little bit better. And then on the undercard, you got a kid named Witt against Williams. Both guys defeated in the first round of their last fight. In the case of Witt against Sato in June, it's reasonable. He took the fight on 2 days' notice. He was getting tested and COVID sanctioned and everything. The guy couldn't get any time to prepare for his fight. In the other case, the kid from Davenport, Iowa, Williams, doesn't belong in the UFC. Witt, minus 140. He'll win this fight.
All right. Jason Witt against Cole Williams. It's a real, it's a bruise.
Humdinger.
Yeah, humdinger. Two tough dudes from the Midwest here. Right? Just taking the Midwest journey.
Like bar fight.
Down on a UFC.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Smash. A 33-year-old guy from Kansas and a 36-year-old guy from Iowa. Bring your cowboy boots.
Yeah. One of the toughest fighters ever, man. I'm not saying he was the best fighter, but one of the toughest guys, man. At least I'm on my show. Josh the Dentist Near.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The dentist.
He's the one.
The dentist. He'll rearrange your teeth for you, Cam.
Yeah.
That's why
I love it.
The dentist. Knock your teeth out.
I think he's the
dentist. Yeah.
He's the one. Teeth out. He's the one. He's the famous clip where Edson Barboza does the spinning kick and hits him in the cheek. I think that's Near, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in some wars. You're tough dude. Those Iowa guys, man. Yeah, it's just tough guys. All right. So we got a couple of minutes left with LouGamblou.com for more UFC. And it's early in the week now, guys, especially with these cards. Tricky. It'll play out. We'll see the weigh-ins, late information. So, Lou, NFL football, it's hard to believe that we're already into week 8. But we are. Starting tomorrow, it's kickoff of week 8. Bill Parcells said you are what your record says you are after 8 weeks. So we'll be able to judge these teams a little bit more. Even though it's tricky to judge these teams this year, but we are nearly halfway through the season. So no playoff impact football game tomorrow night with the Falcons and the Panthers. But Teddy Bridgewater's been a go-to guy. I've taken the Panthers every week. And it's not like it's not like every week I'm like, oh, I'm taking the Panthers no matter what. But most of the time I really like them. And if I don't, I talk myself into taking them anyways. Because Teddy Bridgewater is 32-10 against the spread as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And the only thing is I prefer the Panthers when we're getting 6, when we're getting 7. I don't have to win the football game like they did against the Bears. Now we're in a spot where we need to win the football game. But, man, I'm a big Matt Rhule guy. I'm a big Teddy Bridgewater fan. And all Atlanta does is find ways to lose. I'm taking the Carolina Panthers tomorrow night, Lou. I'm not overthinking it.
Yeah, and I am overthinking it, and I don't like that Carolina is on the key number of 3. I don't like them as a home chalk at all. And they're making it off too easy for me to take Carolina, a team that's totally overachieved. And I'm not on the game, and I haven't really handicapped it, but my overall general impression is run.
From it. Cam, what do you do with the game? What's your initial lead?
It's a very difficult game, Gabe. I probably lean Carolina as well, but with Atlanta, you get these Falcons at plus 9.5, Gabe. It sounds like our parlay pundits become, terrific teasers. We could call them Tom Teaser because I don't think any team is going to win this game by more than 9. This game screams ugly, so I might find the Dirty Birds and get a dance partner on the old tease.
I don't know, guys. Like, we've seen this movie before. It's like you guys are you're going to see a movie and expecting a different ending. The Falcons are 2-5 against the spread. They don't cover point spreads. They're a mess. They're falling apart. At least Carolina are an enthusiastic team. I get it. I don't like them as a favorite either, Lou, but it's a modest price here. And I guarantee you, man, I've already heard people, oh, Julio Jones this, and they can't stop that, and Carolina's bad against this and that, and what? Yeah, whatever, dude. They had Julio Jones in the Super Bowl when they blew a 28-3 lead. like the Falcons are the Falcons. Figure it out, people. Not yelling at you.
No, I know.
But people.
No. I said, I don't think you got my message. I'm just saying, do you think Carolina's going to win by 9? I don't know, Gabe. That sounds like a lot to ask, don't you think?
I don't know. We got to come 9? Out. Parlay playing pukes is great. That's Lou's line. What can we call the teaser players? Lou, we turds? Need something like
teaser turds, playing yeah. turds.
No.
The teaser turds. Great call, man. The turds or the turkeys. The teaser turkeys.
Yeah, teaser turds or teaser turkeys. Either works.
Well, I'll have one. I'll have one for next week. I will say this, and I do like the idea of an Atlanta tease. But boy, when you're talking those high totals, the teaser gets a little bit more difficult, especially the road team. But it's just not a game that I'm interested in outside of, I suppose, people that are in fantasy. You want to use your receivers.
All right, listen, Lou, unfortunately, we've only got about a minute left. Time really flew by. What are you looking at? Do you have a game you can share with us in the NFL you like?
Yeah, I'm looking at overreaction games, and really, I hate to say it, but I'm going to pick on Buffalo. I think that this is a perfect opportunity for New England. Their stock has never been so low. San Francisco came in and just played an unbelievably systemic game in breaking them down. But that Buffalo offense, without John Brown, mind you, is not the same offense. And I really think this is a real – I love the idea of a division dog Patriot team going into Buffalo. Look, a headline is 3, and now you're going to give me 4. I think it's New England. I think Buffalo can win the game. This thing's got 26, 25, or 24, 23 written all over it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm sorry I asked, Lou. As a Bills fan,
I'm sorry. I'm done with the Patriots. It cost me so much money. I'm going to bet against them all year. Screw them.
Gamblu.com. Thanks, Lou.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, get your cleats on. Get your cleats on. It's time for some soccer. Cam's Corner Cams. Full slate of MLS soccer. Thank you to the MLS for stepping up. Otherwise, it would have been a dark night tonight. We would have had to go international. So we're going with some MLS soccer. First game up here, 7 o'clock Eastern, going off the board in a couple of moments' time. New York Red Bulls and the New England Revolution, longtime rivals. Thing that catches my eye here, Cam, is 4 of the last 5 times these teams have played, it's gone under the number. Same players. They play a lot. They played recently. They played twice in the month of August, late August, after the tournament in regular season play. Both matches were 1-1 draws. You know, I'm not getting too cute tonight, Cam. We're going to have a lot of MLS picks. The first one up here, give me under 2.5. Red Bulls Revolution. What are you doing with this game?
I'm not touching this game, but I got some other picks for 7:30 and beyond, Gabe. There's a couple teams that make the list. I think I'm going to take Orlando tonight. You have to lay a little bit of juice, but I like the situation against Atlanta tonight, so I'm going to be riding Orlando. That's my first pick, and maybe a couple totals in the later action.
Some interesting angles here this evening. I tell you what, Atlanta can't score. They're 4-1 to the under in their last 5. Orlando, though, winless in their last 4 matches, 3 draws and a loss. Yeah. Orlando are also 3-1 to the under in their last 4 matches. One of the hottest teams in the MLS, guys, the Philadelphia Union. Man, true. Union coming off a 5-0 rout over TFC. Union have won 4 of their last 5 matches. There was a draw, so they're 4-0-1. And the Chicago Fire aren't very good. I think Philadelphia is worth the play. there. But I like break down a ton of MLS. We're going to get into some golf. It's the Bermuda Championships. We're going to break it down. It's Cam's Corner Kicks. What's in Cam's bag? a lot of Cam. What's in Cam's fridge? What's in Cam's bag?
Ooh.
Cam's Lots Corner of stuff. Kicks all coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.